Thanks for joining us tonight. We want to turn now to the disappearance of 21-year-old Jason Landry, part of our Missing in America series here on Prime. It has been 318 days since the 21-year-old left his college apartment at Texas State University, and he headed home for Christmas. But between leaving school and arriving home just outside of Houston, things took a turn. On a long gravel road in Lulling, Texas, Jason's car was found wrecked with the key still in the ignition and the headlights still on. But no sign of Jason. News Nation's Marky Martin spent time with the family last week, and she is joining us live tonight with their story. Marky, each one of these stories heartbreaking. This one bizarre, just vanishing into thin air.
Marnie, it's honestly the best way to put it. There are simply no clues as to where Jason is or what happened to him. His family only knows that he is missing. And while they do believe him to be dead, they also acknowledge that with so little evidence, anything is possible. But the questions do remain. How does a college kid simply disappear on his way home for the holidays? And what happened out on Salt Flat Road?
Just coming up in my car, I could see tire tracks leaning off right here, and you can see the tree where his car hit right there with the cross on it.
At 2 a.m. on December 14th, 2020, Kent Landry awoke to the phone call every parent dreads. Highway Patrol had found his son's car wrecked along this gravel road in Central Texas, but Jason wasn't inside. In the dead of night, Landry drove to the crash site. The former defense attorney turned pastor, shocked when he pulled up.
I've been to plenty of crime scenes, and I was expecting police and searchers, and there was no one.
Landry quickly making a startling discovery.
This is his flip-flops.
A pile of his son's clothes.
Socks, shorts.
Some bloody, strewn across the road.
And I could tell that it was Jason's clothes because Jason wears crazy socks, bright yellow SpongeBob, and I knew those socks and I recognized his clothes.
But with temperatures near freezing that night, clothes would have been a lifeline. Three thoughts flooded the father's mind. Why on earth was his son on this road, so far off the main highway? Where was Jason now, and why was no one looking for him?
You cry when you think of your child walking down this stupid dirt road in the middle of nowhere. I wish I'd never heard of Salt Flat Road.
Landry still finding pieces of his son's car as we walked with him down Salt Flat Road 10 months later.
This is part of his car right here.
Still wondering why law enforcement didn't react more urgently.
It's frustrating because we don't have hard answers.
Captain Jeff Ferry is the lead detective on the case. He admits early on things weren't done perfectly.
There is no inventory conducted. I don't know why that's a Highway Patrol question. The trooper does not go into the vehicle. I don't know why that's a Highway Patrol question. The trooper does not place a hold on the vehicle. I don't know why it's a Highway Patrol question.
And it's those first hours that haunt Kent Landry to this very day.
You know, the thing as a parent, you visualize your child walking down a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, not knowing anyone, looking for help. And that's the part that hurts. Yeah. So that stays with you.
Eventually, the searchers did come, blanketing nearby woods and farmland, checking every abandoned home and outbuilding for miles. Since Jason's disappearance, there have been 7 large-scale search parties involving hundreds of people, canine units, horses, drones.
There you go.
And still nothing, not one confirmed sign of Jason Landry. Just this month, people trained with Texas Search and Rescue fanned out, using artificial intelligence and nearly a year's worth of drone images to check 86 points of interest, 86 places where the computers thought Jason might be. They did find bones, but none of them human.
There's no definitive information proving one thing or disproving another. And the things that we do feel extremely confident in, people don't like those.
Detective Ferry says he has absolutely no evidence a crime occurred, no evidence someone else was involved, and no evidence anyone harmed or kidnapped Jason.
We've heard drug cartel theories. We've heard alien. There's just nothing that takes us in any direction outside of here.
But the family isn't sold.
We just don't have enough to know, so I don't like to think there was a criminal, but then I don't like to think he was just wandering off and something happened either.
Jason's mom, Lisa, doesn't often talk publicly about the case. She says she often imagines her son walking through the door or getting a phone call with answers.
I guess I don't expect a phone call from him, but sometimes I do imagine him coming home. So who knows? I think it's just more for a way for me to have him close by.
A mother's intuition telling Lisa she'll one day have the answers she needs for peace. But until then, the couple leaning on each other and their faith to guide them through the unknown. Every now and then, Kent returning to Salt Flat Road alone to search for his lost son.
As a dad, that's the hard part. Oh, yeah, because you spend your life trying to take care of your kids. And then you can't. That stays with you. I hate crying.
It's just gut-wrenching. The family telling me in the past couple weeks they're preparing for a tough holiday season ahead. In fact, just last week I went into Jason's childhood bedroom and his Christmas presents from last year are still there wrapped just in case he comes home. Now, the family and friends have put up a $10,000 reward to any information leading to Jason's safe return or his body. Marnie.